Chapter 11. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Violet was upstairs, surveying her bedroom with a critical eye. She took a deep breath, and then tied her hair in a ribbon, to keep it out of her eyes. As you and I, and everyone who is familiar with Violet, know, when she ties her hair back like that, it is because she needs to think up an invention, and right now she needed to think of one quickly. Violet had realized when her brother had talked about Stefano ordering them to carry his suitcase into the house that the evidence she had been looking for was undoubtedly in that very suitcase. And now, while her siblings were distracting the adults in the reptile room, would be her only opportunity to open the suitcase and retrieve proof of Stefano's evil plot. But her aching shoulder was a reminder that she couldn't simply open the suitcase. It was locked, with a lock as shiny as Stefano's scheming eyes. I confess that if I were in Violet's place, with only a few minutes to open a locked suitcase, instead of on the deck of my friend Bela's yacht writing this down, I probably would have given up hope. I would have sunk to the floor of the bedroom and pounded my fists against the carpet, wondering why in the world life was so unfair and filled with inconveniences. Luckily for the Baudelaires, however, Violet was made of sterner stuff, and she took a good look around her bedroom for anything that might help her. There wasn't much in the way of inventing materials. Violet longed for a good room in which to invent things, filled with wires and gears and all of the necessary equipment to invent really top-notch devices. Uncle Monty was, in fact, in possession of many of these supplies, but to Violet's frustration, as she thought of this, they were located in the reptile room. She looked at the pieces of butcher paper tacked to the wall, where she had hoped to sketch out inventions as she lived in Uncle Monty's house. The trouble had begun so quickly that Violet had only a few scribblings on one of the sheets, which she had written by the light of a floor lamp on her first night here. Violet's eyes travelled to the floor lamp as she remembered that evening, and when she reached the electric socket, she had an idea. We all know, of course, that we should never, ever, 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 fiddle around in any way with electric devices. Never! There are two reasons for this. One is that you can get electrocuted, which is not only deadly, but very unpleasant, and the other is that you are not Violet Baudelaire, one of the few people in the world who know how to handle such things. And even Violet was very careful and nervous as she unplugged the lamp and took a long look at the plug itself. It might work.